This is a big moment for you, Andy. You're the first guest on RBC's Off the Tee. It's Joey Vendetta and Ian Leggett. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Joey. I'm starting out feeling bad here because, you know, RBC sponsors two PGA Tour events. They sponsor a number of our players. And I've never made Married to Pauly pizza like you have. I got some catching up to do.
Hey, buddy, you know what? I don't know that you can top my pizza, but, you know, and Mary's pretty particular about what she's going to eat, so we'll have to discuss that.
Well, thanks
for
having me.
There's been an amazing amount go on with the PGA Tour over the last, you know, probably, you know, couple months, especially since the Players' Championship stopped back in March. And now we're fast-forwarding 4 months later to looking at the Charles Schwab at Colonial. And I know you forwarded to me 37 pages of protocol that went out to the PGA Tour players just to be ready for this event. Maybe you can just kind of give us a little bit of a, you know, a Coles Notes version of exactly what the PGA Tour had to undertake just to get to the point of being able to tee it up at Colonial in a few weeks.
Well, it's been, I guess, 11 weeks, Lego, since Thursday of Players' Championship, March 12th. I'll never forget that day. That was the day that we, late in the day, canceled the Players' Championship and four tournaments in succession. Shortly after that, another four tournaments. It's been just really something I never thought I would see in my lifetime. And it's been a slow, methodical process to get us, you know, to where we're a couple weeks away from being at Colonial for the Charles Schwab Challenge. You know, first we announced a revised schedule, and Joey mentioned we're pleased that the RBC Heritage is back on the schedule. You don't want to talk about a roller coaster, go from being canceled to being back on the schedule. Then, you know, shortly after that, we made some big decisions related to players' eligibility. And after that, then we had to tackle, you know, our health and safety plan, which, as you referenced, was a 37-page document, which we sent out to players about 10 days or so ago. And there's been so much effort by so many people, not just PGA Tour staff, but our player directors, our player advisory council, our sponsors that have been so helpful and cooperative during this crazy time. And then, of course, you know, our tournament organizations, Golf Canada, as Joey mentioned, our partner with the RBC Canadian Open, and, you know, some really, really challenging times. But we're excited that we're this close, a couple weeks away. We received some good news out of the state of Texas from Governor Abbott late last week, announcing a return of professional sports, and followed that up on Friday with repealing some travel restrictions that were in place. And we're feeling really, really good about our return. And, you know, our fans are thirsting for golf. Our sponsors are in for a real treat because the fields are going to be so strong these first few weeks, because our players are just chopping at the bit to get back to what they're best at.
You're listening to RBC Off the Tee here as part of the Joey Vendetta Show. My name is Joey Vendetta, and Ian Leggett, of course, hosting the segment. Andy Pasner is our guest. And Andy, what was required to get players to buy back into coming back, and are any players worried about coming back?
Well, I would say that the very significant majority of our players are extremely comfortable with our health and safety protocols. And as we've said right from the get-go, we would not return to playing professional golf across our three tours domestically until we knew we could do so in a very safe and responsible way. And that safe and responsible way included a few things. One was a fairly robust testing protocol, but that had to be done in a way that it didn't affect or pull from resources in the local communities where we're playing week in, week out. And I'm happy to share that we have secured a way to do that that does not touch one single local resource, which is really important to us. And I think you'll see that reflected as we go from community to community. Our social distancing approach, you know, housing players in recommended hotels, providing charter flights for those that want to use those from week to week, just to keep players inside somewhat of a safe bubble. We can't and never will eliminate all risk, but we can certainly mitigate most of the risk, and that's what we think we've done.
You know, Andy, when you look at this and, you know, how important it is for everyone to get back to watching professional sport again, I think when you look at your biggest event on your calendar is the PGA Tour, and how ironic it is that the Players' Championship was the day and the event that this kind of all happened on, and you being the professional sport that's coming back. What do you think the PGA Tour coming back to the game is actually going to do to the game of golf? And you know, Tiger Woods had an incredible impact on the game. And what do you think that the first professional sport coming back is actually going to do to the game of golf?
Yeah, being back like we are, you know, NASCAR returned last Sunday with their first race. I think they had a schedule that included 7 races in 11 days as they're playing catch up. And we feel, honestly, a profound responsibility as being one of the first major sports to return. It allows us to, you know, set a very positive tone. And every conversation that we've had with our board of directors, our player advisory council, we stress how serious we're taking this. And as we've had our conference calls with players and with player agents, with equipment reps, we have a open call next Wednesday with tour caddies. We are stressing, listen, this is our moment in the spotlight. And when we say everybody needs to be very conscientious of social distancing and protocols, we're not kidding. This is, it's great that we're going to come back, be one of the first sports back, but that comes with a lot of responsibility, and we're going to rise up to that challenge and show the world that golf's a, as we all know, a great sport. And it's an activity that can be done in a very, you know, socially distant fashion. And we'll take it another step beyond that, which is playing it at the very, very highest level. It kills us that we won't have spectators for our first few tournaments back, but that's a sacrifice we're willing to make to bring this great sport back to people that love it so much.
Paz, and I can call you Paz, right? Because we're buddies now, right? Now that you're on the show.
Sounds perfect.
Yeah. I got to say, you got to be – how much more exciting is this job? And I'm going off script. Lego gave me a question to ask you, but I'm going to ask you, how much more exciting is this job than working for Price Waterhouse, which is where you came from?
That's a phenomenal question. You've done a little homework. Well, that was about 31 years ago, my Price Waterhouse days. So
I mean, Paz, like, were you asleep during? Like, that's got to be the most boring job ever.
I have removed nearly every ounce of accounting DNA from my body until that comment you just made, Joey.
Okay, in all seriousness, coming back to golf at every club has been a little bit difficult, and both Mary and Lego have not invited me to play with them. I'm hoping to get the invite soon, although my handicap is about just half of my weight, which isn't really good. What has the tour needed to do with Colonial to get them ready to host?
Well, geez, they're just a fantastic partner of ours. You know, one of our most storied tournaments, you know, 70-80 year history. And, you know, we can't think of a better tournament to return to. So the state of Texas and the city of Fort Worth have long been great partners of the game of golf. And, you know, Colonial, like I said, decades and decades of experience with hosting the PGA Tour. Players know the golf course well. They know the facility well. They are so eager to, you know, fling open their doors here in a couple weeks. And talking with Michael Toth, who's our tournament director there, and Rob Hood, the tournament chairman, they can't get here fast enough would be the simplest way to say it. And, you know, there are some things that they need to do prior to us showing up. Protocols related to cleaning the facilities and screening individuals at the club that would be in high touch point areas with players, you know, like food and beverage staff and so forth. So they're methodically checking all the boxes that we've given them to check. And I have no doubt that when we get there, our players are going to feel extremely comfortable, and they'll be able to focus quickly on greens and fairways is like I'll know the key to the game there at Colonial.
That's for sure. And, you know, and it's, you know, some great moments have happened at Colonial. I remember when I was playing on tour when Annika played there. What a unbelievable event that was. I was teeing off on 1 when she was teeing off on 10. Needless to say, no one was watching our group. So how difficult have the conversations been as you started to roll this out with those sponsors of events that maybe are a little concerned of coming back and sort of putting their name on an event during a pandemic time? We've talked, you and I talked about that briefly, about the economic impacts to their companies and those conversations that you've had to have with them.
Our approach to this has been one of transparency. And what I mean by that is we engage with our sponsors as early as we possibly could in this process. For those tournaments where we were, you know, contemplating cancellations, you know, we've mentioned Mary DePauli a couple times already from RBC, and having, you know, a very open and honest conversation in conjunction with Golf Canada, for example, about the RBC Canadian Open. It was gut-wrenching. I mean, there's no other way to describe it when you're talking about canceling a national open and, you know, all the great momentum coming out of last year's event and what was set up to be a phenomenal tournament. It was gut-wrenching, but we knew that as corporate stewards of, you know, whether it's professional golf or sport in Ontario, it was the right thing to do. And as it relates to tournaments and sponsors of those where we are returning, we've been talking with them every single day about whether it's our health and safety protocols or some of the behind the scenes stuff related to some of the, you know, financial implications of this. I would tell you that, you know, we pride ourselves at the PGA Tour on our partnerships with our tournament organizations and our title sponsors. And you never hope that you have to rely on that. We just do it because we love those groups so much. But when it comes time to something as extraordinary as what we've been going through for the past 2.5-3 months, that's when it really shines through. And we're grateful. Beyond, it'd be impossible to overstate how grateful we are for those relationships.
Well, I know I'm excited to watch it. I know the world is ready to watch it. And, you know, as I said before, Tiger Woods had a huge impact on the game where he brought all kinds of sports people into watching the game of golf. And I think that moment at Colonial is going to have the exact same impact. And, you know, I know you're a busy man, and I, you know, Joey and I really appreciate you taking the time for joining us today and giving golf fans across Canada just a little inside look of exactly what the PGA Tour is up against.
Well, Lego, thanks for having me on, and Joey as well, for sharing part of your show with the great game of golf. And I was really looking forward to the chain smokers this summer up at the RBC Canadian Open. We had the chain smokers Tuesday night of the Players Championship, which was 2 days before we ended up pulling the plug, which is, now that I think about it, one of the great ironies. And they do put on a heck of a show. So hopefully they got a big rain check, and we'll see them in 2021. But thanks for having me on. Thanks for your support of the game. I understand golf courses are wide open across the country of Canada. The weather's getting good, and hopefully all of your listeners will be on the link soon.